Okay, Rabbi Stein. A ha'ara from the sugya of kamsa bar kamsa, nogel in yonenu. So they caught the Gemara Masech Gittin daf nun chesam and aleph. Rashi that proves that the tefillin shel rosh were three times bigger than the tefillin shel yad. We're measuring the how big they have to be. We talk about the tefillin shel rosh, how big they are. We're still not exactly sure where the upper point of the makom hanachas tefillin shel rosh. I asked that one pre-med student that he couldn't tell me. Where the makom shel rosh shel tinek rofei. I don't know exactly how far up that goes. And it's a machlekes, which you mentioned yesterday briefly. I still know what it means. The Bialacha quotes it. According to the Surah and the Gra, all the entire gova harosh, the entire height of the head, is the place of the tefillin shel rosh. And such as chati shipua harosh. I don't know what the words mean. I'm not sure what gova harosh until up here. That high up? That's wet, way past the makom shel tinek rofei. Here? The way you mentioned from where to where, I can't. It's so hard for me to figure out where the beginning of the beginning. I know the beginning is the hairline. But where's the end? So if someone can figure these things out for me, please let me know. It's very important. I don't know what it is. All right. Now, I have to tell you that I suddenly reminded myself that in the Sefer Mezuzah, of all things, Pitzkei Sharim is an important postscript about tefillin. I reminded myself that I'd seen it earlier. The author, Rabbi Shechter, of Arya Shechter from Brooklyn, is famous for this. He's the one who pioneered, started making a revolution to totally transform the size of tefillin shel yad that we use. He attempted an actual revolution, and he enlisted Gedol Yisrael to help him in the revolution. He has two beautiful letters, one from the Debrecina Rav, Zal, and one from Rav Scheinberg Shlita. And these letters are written in Tavshin Nun, and they both say it's a great, you know, these small tefillin. Incidentally, Rav Scheinberg says two things, which are to me a chiddush nifla. One in Metzius, that until the kibbutz starts, l'chol ha'pachas bays inches, they are marpek, at least 2 inches. I thought 2 inches was a big size. It is at least 2 inches that cannot count. That's number one. And number two, he says, v'day shemeyati tu ara ma'bartav ad v'chlau, v'yeh me'yot me'arborim v'chomesh millimeter, which is an inch forever. I got the impression from his letter that he considered the Mabarta to be critical to be the Mokum Tillin. I thought the Mabarta to be a technical strap holder. I just told you, I didn't think that Mabarta had to be the doctor of the Mokum Tillin. We discussed this yesterday. And he, for some reason, it implies, doesn't spell it out, sounds like he's saying that it has to be the Mokum Tillin. I didn't know if that was really true. But it's interesting, how small can small be and still be with a kosher with all of our chumras and yidurim with respect to the parshas of this film? So, and this sefer page, Reish Samach Ches, he writes as follows. How big is the parsha, the tefillin shel yad? It's the diameter, it's rolled around. The diameter of that circle is 15 millimeters. The height is 33 millimeters. Therefore, you can make the entire ketzitza, we call the bias itself, not more than 25 by 25 millimeters. In other words, if it's 15 millimeters, just the parsha, you have to have some, you know, we had good fancy children with usually from gossips, so you have to have some thickness. So you can imagine 25, which is about 10 millimeters less and the tefillin shel rosh that they make today. If you measure your tefillin shel rosh, how many with our ruler? Excuse me, shel rosh. Tefillin shel rosh has the mayom. He's trying to say that we should make our tefillin shel yad smaller than the tefillin shel rosh. Oh, thank you very much. Am I having some tefillin around? okay, you have a volunteer. Thank you very much. Let's measure the tefillin. The more tefillin we use, we get a cross section. Make sure that most tefillin today look almost the same. If it looks much different from yours, you'll let me know. Let's take a look. Oh, beautiful tefillin, Baruch Hashem. I want to say that many years ago, what tefillin was so beautiful you are today. Really, I remember when I first started here in this camp, you had a safer time. Everyone's tefillin was so schwach. Now they're beautiful, gorgeous tefillin. Oh, not much beautiful. Let's measure how many millimeters this bias is. 30 8. What did he say over here? 25, which is about 10 less than the average. Oh, excuse me, is it 30? It's shal yad, it's 38. Let's measure the shal rosh. Thank you very much. Interesting. For some funny reason, shal rosh is even smaller. 34. That's strange. Strange. This is 34, this is 38. This is the bias itself. I'm just giving you a pick one at random. I pre-selected. Okay, so he's exactly right. It's about 10 millimeters less than the tefillin that we make, shal rosh that we make today. And you make the shikura very small. Hakol bakol mikol, you can get the whole thing. It's 45 millimeters between with the shikura and the nabata. The whole thing in the shayaz should be only 45 millimeters. Where's your shayaz? In front of me. How many millimeters is your shayaz? Yours? So it's more than 45. It is... right here. 65. With the mabarta. Without the mabarta, still the cut, it's 48. Why 48? Where's that magic number come from? Because many posts can say that 48, I don't know where they get it from, the shear of Etzbayim. Now, I don't know how that happened. I don't understand. In my Etzbayim, I know 48. I don't understand what I have with that big finger, the grubber finger. So I don't know where that came from. I saw the Sefer Zichron Elio, that I mentioned yesterday, he had this a very big shear. He said that the shear of two etzbos is between 4 and 5 centimeters. What is that? 4? Well, I don't think that's correct. Let's look inside, okay? Let's look inside. It's page Kuf, I'm going to see you, look up after me. Kuf, Ayin, Zayin. Okay, page, and someone else has it. Who else has it say besides me? Someone else has it? Nobody? So that's the one lying around. Okay, Kuf, Ayin, Zayin, footnote 41. Okay. Let me see over here. Etzba'ayim, Etzba'ayim is 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. What kind of fingers is he talking about? It's a Shona Halacha. That's the Kan Kenyevsky. The Chazon Ish here. Uveshat HaTchak, 48 by 48 millimeters. I don't know what's going on. And the Shiurei Torah say, Etzba's 2 centimeters. Now, first of all, I know what's going on over here. They're not counting this finger. They're counting probably the thumb. These fingers. Middle finger. The middle finger is very small. It's hard for me to know. So that shear is, again, you look it up, it's on page Kuf, Ayin, Zion, and come to your own conclusion. This is what I saw in this page. Now hold on a second. So he wants to make 45, an inch and a quarter, 45 millimeters should be the whole thing, Sach HaKol. It looks modna, he says. He writes in the paper. It's going to look modna. It looks strange, he says. Surah Tefillin Elu Zorah Ktasas Vanenu. Why does it look modna? Why? Why? Why does it look so modna? Because it's much taller than so what? There's no din in the height. The ribua, which we'll learn soon, has to be the orach and the rochel has to be exactly square. The height can be taller, shorter, makes no difference. It's more than a ramah. Baal hakoveyam and hokma shal Yisrael. Quotes in Darkei Moshe, similar to the base of Kodin says, Vav, even though from the Rambam is mashma, Mr. Menamuv, Kolatus, Gova, Shal Tfilin, Ka'orkon, Mikomakon, Lora, Nogan came, Ela Osin, Bechol, Kfutus, Yisrael, Tfilin, Gvo, Muktzorim. And I mentioned my Tfilin, which I don't look modern, but it still wasn't exactly the height the same as the width and the length. I'm going to measure, what did we say, what was the number again for? 30, what is it, 34? What's the height? Hey, well, that's fine. 33. Okay, close to, close. How did the show yard? What did it say? It was 38. What's the height? I'll pick up the box for a second. Well, let me pull the box. What's the height? Close. This is Mitzvah. I think you're the most closer. You're Mitzvah and a Mufa, I mean. And you're closer than to the Ribu and the Gova than I was, I think. But, okay. That's what he said. Fine. Fine. Now, the quotes of Sternbuch, on page Reish Samachtes, Shuvas van Hoggis. No, sorry, wrong paper. Han Hoggis Agro. You have the Shulam Shuyah should be not more than a time im ala ba'ata batitura. That's the chord against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is you have to have Etzvahayim, and he's passively without the Mabarat, and he's switching it around. What can I tell you? I thought that might be this depends on the previous Shavuot before. But the Mabarat that he's on the Malkum Trillin. I mean, they go with the Mahalach, and the Mabarat has to be with the Malkum Trillin, so they can count the Mabarat as part of the Tzvayim of the Goyim, of the Shemusha Rabbah. And I hold the Mabarat is now to be in the Malkum Trillin, and therefore I say it doesn't count. The Mabarat doesn't count, doesn't have to be in Malkum Trillin, B doesn't count as the Shear. I'll bring you right that I'm right. From this piece set of film, we're going to get to it later. Take that back. It still is unbelievable. Magic. How do you do this over here? There's a Mishnah Berurah talks about this system, that this beautiful system. We'll get about the Yud. We'll get to it, I guess, tomorrow. That the Yud shouldn't move from the bayit itself, but they often move. They tie a gib. See this? Does anyone see it? It's a gib, a little sinew, I don't know what it's called, that's holding the Yud in place. So the old minig was, I don't know how you do it over here. It used to go under as well. Anyone have someone that goes under as well? Somebody I want to throw that under as well. So the ayat ha-chatitza. So we'll get to later. Mr. Brewer says, well, as long as the gear is under the mabarat, it's no problem. So Mr. Brewer passes the farish, if I'm not mistaken, that the chatitza is not a problem under the mabarat. And the reason is probably pushed. The mabarat doesn't have control at all. That's why I know Mr. Brewer. And Mr. Brewer seems to say this year, the days of days, is without the mabarat. So all of a sudden, Chadosh and Mikarov Bo, because they're worried about the Shemusha Rabbah, about the plot grower, and they make a whole new Torah. That the Suez Bo includes the Mabarta, and then the Dip, and then them, and about his Muslim children. I thought it's a whole new Torah. So I'm not changing my children. But the truth to tell, that there is what to talk about, especially for Bar Mitzvah. Okay, right, thank you very much. Bar Mitzvah, their arms are very small. You can hear a tear-jerking story over here. You can almost cry. Mamas cry. Roman the Abba or Sava Shalabacha by Mitzvah Konim Tfilin Blachnitzah by all mitzvahs, the Dixit Rav, and Mosian Harbe Mammon, the Kenyan at Tfilin. Nemech Ab Mammon Harbe Mavuzbaz will be Hidurim, Shemesnim Yeshua Sadin, because Nebuch, they forgot the Ika Prot, they had dinner in the wrong place. The Makam Makayam as a mitzvah, they had Nidiva to Abba or Asaba, Shalafam Eman Bekim Korach Bilchasalalam, who Nichshav Le Kayam at Tfilin Af Pam Kedin. Boom. I like that. Page Reish Samach Hey. A revolution. Revolution has basically failed, gentlemen. It's not really caught on. A few medakpikim, but there's a chumra which we have certain coolness as well. Okay, I just wanted to bring it to your attention. This is, if you want to look it up, back in the Sefer Mezuzah, here it is. Okay. Let's go back to, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. We are here, Rabotai, in Lamed Hamed Beis, V'no Yehen Lebar. Simple line, V'no Yehen, it says, Kesh Shal Tfilin, Alokum Hashem V'Sinai, and then it says, V'no Yehen Lebar. And then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Havi Yosef Kameh De Marzutu V'Yitzhapchel Le Ritzu De Tfilin, Amalei Lo Sovel Amar V'no Yehen Lebar, Amalei Lava Da Tor, I didn't realize it. That's the Tzugi. What does it mean by the three pshatim, and we have to see. What do the words noyeh and lebar mean? Pashup pshat, nothing fancy. What do the words mean? How do you translate the noyeh and lebar? Rashi, the biggest, best Rebbe is Rashi. The noyeh and lebar, Hashem yeh nir mi bachutz. End quote. Rashi says, tell us the shame. What shame? Who's shame? So the answer is, we already talked a long time ago, that the shame Hashem is nirmaz in the shin on the side of the tefillin, Alach Moshe Sinai, and in the dalet and the yud, which are the ksharim. So the yam lebar, they have to face out. So what does that mean? So the Beis Yosef and Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Nun Beis, so what that means is that from inside, it doesn't look like a dalet. It looks like a dalet from the outside, not the inside. Now, I forgot to look at just dalet, but I looked around and I saw that almost all the Talmidim now have a plain dalet on the back of the tefillin. A plain dalet looks like a dalet if you look from the back. If you look from this way, it doesn't look like a dalet. It looks the opposite of the mirror image of a dalet. So therefore, for the Ayin Labah. However, Rabotai, there are some Talmidim here who have a double dalet. Who knows that he has a double dalet? That was the old minhag in certain parts of Europe, a double dalet. Where's the double dalet come from? Where does it come from? So the Beis Yosef talks about it as being a double dalet, and the Rosh quotes it from the Shemush Rabbah. The problem is, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a double dalet? It's not a dalet. It's a square. I mean, I could write you the whole Sefer Torah. It looks like a dalet. I write you, I don't know what. It's a square dalet, but this angle is a dalet. Turn this way, cross that one out, block this thing out. It looks like a dalet. So I mean, that doesn't look like a dalet. It's a big kasha. And dalet might be halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. That's Rashi Shita. That's Rashi Shita. The Tosfos says, no, this we made reference a long time ago. Tosfos says, it's not true. Lav otis gemura same. Halacha shivim in Hashem shol shin dalet yud. It's not only Tashmisha Kedusha. But Atma Kedusha, there are many, many riots. You can take it apart. There's no issue of erasing when you take apart the dalet and the yud. The Tosfos doesn't like Rashi at all. Nonetheless, despite that fact, Shulchan Aruch passes like Rashi. And Simon opened up Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Nun Beis. Mechada says, Yasek Keshek Min Dalet B'Sharol Shekim Min Yud B'Shal Yad L'Ashim Otsif Hashin Dalet Yud Im Hashin Shebeshal Rosh. So it sounds like he's really into a serious din. Not just some try any shape you want. It doesn't say Beferish Talach Moshe Sinai, but it sounds like it's a real din. A real din. The 10 Kashin of Tosfos, say, look at the Mordechai. Quote to Rabbi Elchanan, that an Avad that has a din of an oath, but has no din of Ksav, the Brisk of Earth. It is an oath, it is a Shindal, but it's not Ksav. It's not sad, you can be moichikit, and all the kashas are up, but that's one you saw, if you look inside carefully, in the Mordechai and page, Yud Aleph, from an Aleph, and then Rabbeinu Elchanan. Now, what do you do, therefore, if you have what we call a double dalet, which is not a dalet at all. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah back in Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Kotten Lamed Zayin, it seems to be trying to answer this question. He says, the tzarech she'emokam merkesher she'nirakein dalet l'tzadchut. Oh! Noyei alibar! It has to look like a dalet l'tzadchut. Says the Mishnah Berura, Lamed Zayin. Kishtei ritzuos yotos mitoch hakesher l'mato. Osa yotos mitzad smol hameniach nimsheches l'rochvo kmo gaga dalet. Osa yotos mitzad yamin Nimshechas ba'orach l'mata kimo regal ha'dalet. Now the Orach, unbelievable pshat. And the dalet is not the kesher itself, but the dalet is the ritzuos. Who has a dalet? Who has a double dalet? So you're right here. You have your tool next to you? Well, we have a customer, Baruch Hashem. We'll try to figure out what the dalet looks like. Take a look. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You saw the Mishnah Berurah, you tell me what it means. So where's the dalet? What does he mean? Let's read it again. What did you say? What did you say? Also, I also be tzad small. I'm in the echem shechas the rochlo. Kimo gagadal. Small. I'm in the echem. Which way? From his face. From the this way. This one. This one is going horizontally, and this one is going vertically. So the one here, the one between my left finger, these two strings make a dalet. I mean, you know, very creative. This string and this string makes a dalet. This is going towards, it's going down. And the cashier is the junction in the middle, but it happens to meet up. That's what Eliyahu Rabba says. The problem, very nice teretz, but the problem is that the Poshup Shana Rashi, the Shemusha Rabba, is that the cashier itself is the dalet. Not that the Ritzu is hanging out from the Keshem. So take a look in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Lamed Beis, Siv Katan Reish Lamed Gimel. There it says, Kemin Dalet, V'yesh Olsen Keshem Kemem Suma. Yes, that's what we just had over here. Shenira Kishnei Dalvin, Mishnei Tzodin. Raglo Shalzeh, Betan Rosho Shalzeh, etc. And he quotes the Ferris Arias, Chulami Ava, that $1 in Bechuban Yosel Adina. All right, different story. So what does that mean? The double dollars. That means if you take these three, look this way, it's a dollar. Take these two, look the other way, it's a dollar. I mean, it's also very creative. It's a double dollar. Not a no dollar, it's a double dollar. So, you can draw anything. I take a block. And just divide it, you know, I can always make a dollar, you know, so what does it mean? What does it mean? But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. I don't know. Now, question. If I look from the inside, is it a dollar? What do you say? You got a dollar from the inside? Anyone see a dollar here? See a dollar? For the Sefer Zichron Eliyahu on page Resh Pei Beis and Gimel, he says like this: the Ritzuos, if you have the first Pshat and Simcha of Zion, the same way the Ritzuos can be constructed as a dollar from this angle, you say the Ritzuos are a dollar from this angle, right? The same thing, exactly. What's the Noyei on the Bar? It's slugging up the Pshat and Simcha of Zion from the Noyei on the Bar. This Pshat, you can't really see it as a dollar from the inside. It's the way it's tied. You don't see, there's no, what's the word for that when you have, I'm looking for a word. When they, what's that game? That game is called the 15 game. What's that called? They call it in Hebrew a tashbeis. That's what I'm looking for. The tashbeis, that means it's divided into four pieces. But divided into four pieces, you can say it looks like a dollar from either side. Here, it's just a block. It can't look like a dollar. That makes sense. So you have the vowel on the outside. But according to the Pshat of the Simcha of Zion, it's the same as a dollar this way. The same creativity gives you a dollar this way, a dollar this way. That's his kasha against the Pshat of the Eliyahu Rabba, which Mr. Brook quotes in Simin Chof Zion. Fine. Adkan, the first Pshat in Noyei on the Bar, which is the Pshat of Rashi number one. Thank you very much. Shot number two, Rabbi Sayyid Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi. Everyone turn to Rashi. Lo shenacha noyeyen shoritzua shen chalukas mitarechat utzua shchoros noyeyen. That means the black part has to be on the outside. It fits well with the Gemara. Why? Because the next line says that the utzua is happy. So, the mela, it's hapach le'utzua the tefillin. Didn't say it's hapach kesha shel tefillin. According to the first Shana Rashi, if something was flipped over, it would be the Kesha flipped over, it would be no. The Ritzua implies, since the Ritzua is, the black part should be on the outside. That's the second shot. That's the second shot. Fine. Could both tell them be true halacha? Let's take a look in the Rush. The Rush is in the Ma'amakim. Simin Yud Beis. Please turn to the Rush. Simin Yud Beis. So the Rush quotes these two pshatim. Umiu gamala kasher koi. He breathes a marna erevin. Aniva kshira. Allah wants from Sinai. Or mavnachav and ayayel lebar. Going on the kasher. So both of them are true. Okay. Very nice. Marv Mishal and Baalav. It goes on the kasher and it goes on the ritzuas. So says the Rosh. Then he talks to Tshuva Sagonim. It's so interesting. He talks to the Tshuva, he calls two Tshuvas. Tshuva's Gon. Ritzua de Ravuna is Tavcha v'yoshiv ar boi in Yom Min Tanisa. And one by Kotn Chof Hemel is 40 fast. He wants to know, is it Mishal Yad, is it Mishal Rosh? Mishal Rosh? And it wasn't a chova. Just 40 days, it's just a meter of chassidus. Next. Tshuva acheret. Man da apek ritzua shal yad asher rosh mechayev lemeitzi betanisa. The poshel v'tzarech tayis. Not 40. No, that's a meter of chassidus. But one is a din. Interesting. So nafkamim between the two tshuvas is a chiv or not? If the ritzua is metapech. And according to that sad, going on Shayat or Sharosh. Now it's interesting, if you look at the Divrei Chamudas, Tifkotan Mem Tez, quotes a different source, quotes a different Shuvas, and then he says something very fascinating. L'olam yizor liyos pnei ratul l'mala b'eis shekol sherotam ayodo v'arosho. Raman's Lashon. So it's lo d'kapdina ela ha'ashot t'tapech הרצוע בשעת הנוכו, אבל אם הניחה כתיקונו, ואחר כך נצפקו, אינו נקרא פושע. אני דייק מן הרמבה. זה תתאב חמודס, ונראה לי שאין את הדיקטוק. וכל שמניחה כתיקונו, אינו עשוי לצפקו לעשות, זה עקשו את הבית יוצא כל. אומר בשעת הנוכו. Why? That's true. What's true? Because the only compared is about the רצוע שמסבב הראש, or this roa, that once it's right, it's right. The other stuff, that's not going to be a problem at all. We'll see in a moment. Meiger adin. If it goes over around the Zion Kriach, which is also very rare, or most more commonly, the Betuos of the Sharosh hanging down, slip over. That's nothing. And in fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, where the din is found. Let's find it. In Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, Zarech She'ashokah Shevretuah Zatachut, right, second shot, V'lo Yitzhapchu Ben Shoyad Ben Shorosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches, if Yitzhapchu Midas Chassidus Ulisanes, he passed like the first tshuva, it's only chassidus. Or listen, spitzdaka, if he has no, he can't pass. Ve'en l'hakpid shlo yitzhapko l'mashem makif et ha'rosh v'et ha'kiboris panachat, the first time around. Ha'mashem korach ha'chakach k'mashem mishtal shel l'fona v'eretua shel rosh, that's always flipped over. Ein tzor l'hakpid kwal shlo yitzhapich, k'she'en ha'mikir ha'mitzvah. U'mikol mokom mishum noy ha'mitzvah roi l'hapok sh'yia ha'shokal l'tadchut ha'fil b'ramotza. So it's proper that the tefillin shel rosh that stick down, they're always flipping over. I mean, I don't know how about you, they're always going the wrong way. That's just why they put in their belt. That rolls me the wrong way. It was like Boy Scouts. The Wild West, if you get the impression of that. I don't do it, but you should try the chatchila to put it the right way. If it's the wrong way, it's really not ma'akev. Question. Oh, I need some tefillin again. The sides of the ritzuas. Must they be painted black? Or is it enough to have the tefillin have a bit of a depth? Is it enough to paint the outside? Or must you paint the side as well? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't spell it out beforeish, but the Chor is a Raya Lekula. Although the Keses HaSofer, you know, he's a big man, that's the Bekitz Shulchan Aruch who got that scummer from the Chasam Sofer, and that's it. His word goes in all these matters. He said he should blacken the side. All sides blacken? I don't think so. No, not right. There's a riot from the Shavur Lekula. Where's that? In Simon Lamed Gimel, Sifkotten, Chavdalet. A riot Lekula, against the Keshet Zatzot. What's the riot? Interesting. A person made a mistake. He made a mistake, and he blackened the Ritzuah Shelo Lishma. So the Mechaber writes over here, in Lamed Gimel Siv Dalet, page 114, Mishnah Berurah, Tov she'ashtirem yitzroh lishmon lo en Yehudi. For the Yevet, Kosher, Mishker, or Abatim, fine. Because we'll see later, the Batim, according to many Rishon, it could be white. How do you like that for a new revolution? White Batim. Kosher, Mishker, right there, according to almost everybody. Almost. Some Rishon. Aval Ritzuas, Afilah, but the Yevet, Tosel, why? Because there's no machlekes. Ritzuas certainly has to be black. And there are more passes for the Yevet if it's done Shalom Lishma. There's the Mishnah Berurah. Lachov Dalet. Chosav Mogan Avraham. Shemchazar Yisrael. The next page. Mishchiron Lishmon Koshen. And Yirayel Azeh. Haprima Godem Mishari Yachronim V'Hisigu Al Rayoso. V'Nishu V'Dezebet Tarachim. V'Nos Haprima Godem Azeh Eitzacher. Sheyashke V'Tzad Hashem Yishal Eretzuot Lishmon. T'af Shehushku Mishnei Atzadim Koshen Gimel V'Vuvah V'Siv Gimel. V'Yahapech Atzad Shehushka Lishmon Lamala. Gevaldik. So you just black on the other side. The two are very expensive. You can't throw them out. You can't put them in the shamus. So you see black on the other side. Gevaldik, no? Says the Sefer Zichron Elio. Wait a minute. If there's a halachic requirement and the sides have to be blackened, this is their trick's not going to work. If you already blackened the sides, Shalom Lishma. Vice the Chayt and the Brura, and there's no chiyah to black on the sides. A good right? A good right. What is the din of shchoros? It's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. The mafurish shagamar naflam and heyam and aleph. It's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. How black is black? Sounds like a political statement. How black is black? Really black. That's what the mechaber says in Siv Gimel. With tzuas, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai shiv shchoros. Says the shabruya test. Shchoros ka'orei. Black as a raven. Black. Real black. Real black. Yeah. I saw on this paper, Zichron Eliyahu, page Shin Mem Vov, that it has to be black even when you hold it to the light. In other words, there's some things put on the table, it looks black. You go out and put it to a light, it's not so black. The art tries to trick with you. He wants to be black. No matter which light it's at, it has to still be black. That's what he writes. But interestingly, despite that fact, and you have to be careful, he writes down, the Mokom Hiduk HaKesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, at the place where you, yes, you were worried about it from the perspective of the Shir, that it was too small. Now a word changes the color. They're both true. They're both serious problems. When you pull time and time and time again, every single day you're pulling it, that's critical. I checked my tool this morning. Baruch Hashem, they're the same width in the Ritzuah. My Ritzuah are much wider, we mentioned yesterday, than needed, and it didn't narrow at that point. Also didn't change color. But apparently some Ritzuas would either narrow, which is for yesterday, or change color, which is for today. So be very careful. Mokom Hiduk HaKesha. Motzi Ma'od Yismayach HaShachus. Vishni Zorah Bazeh Ma'od. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Tet. So be forewarned. Look over there. Now. Now. Sifkot l'chof, mibachut, very important. The tzad ha-seyar, shu mokom ha-cholok. What's going on? He learns tzad mibachut, not based upon whether it's inside or outside, facing your body or facing the whole world. But rather, which side of the animal skin it is. V'mishkirim v'pnim ha-mahani v'tzorach lachdol ha-shirim mivachut v'ayin v'bir alocha. What an incredible din. Where'd it come from? So sure enough, you look at the bir halacha mivachut, it comes from the Rashi we just on our Gemara. Rashi lam and ham is baked to the Ramatul ben Oyeyen. Right? Let's take a look at the ben Oyeyen. See what it says. We just read the Rashi. We just didn't read every single word carefully in Rashi. This is a Chiddush Gadol. What does Rashi say? V'noyeyeh. Rashi says, Lashon Acher Noyer Shavetzua Shen Chalukos Mitzad Echad Utzua Shachar. What does Chalukos mean? What does Chalukos mean? Smooth. Now, smooth. I'm an expert in leather, but apparently there's one side of the leather that's used for Ritzuas, which is smooth. That's the salish, which we have black. And then the inside, which you can feel, is rougher. Now, we don't. Have you ever seen unpainted Ritzuas in your life? Who's seen them? Yeah. Is the outside smooth? Okay. Unpainted Ritzuas. Now, I can't tell if it's painted over, so I can't tell if it's smooth. Now it's smooth, but I don't know if it's smooth because it's painted smooth even before the paint. So the Mishnah Berurah gives Adas, Rashi gives Adas, that's the smoother side, that's the side which he says is the cut the cuff. That's what? The Tzad HaSeir, which is the outer face of the leather as opposed to the inner face of the leather, face of the body of the animal. So that's considered the part which has to be black. It says, look in the Bir HaLocha. It comes from Rashi. But, and what does it say in the Bir HaLocha? Take a look, please. You know that the Prima Godin had an ace to flip the pursuers. So we just mentioned it a minute ago. If you paint the Shalol Lishma, paint the other side. Rebbeinu Shalom, how does that to paint the other side? If you have the pursuers painted black on the side that's there, there's only one side that's there. Zemendoch had the Prima Godin learned the way I learned. A push in the east. I always thought the pursuers have to be black, but what means? B'chutz, when you put it on your head or on your hand, whatever's facing out, that's b'chutz. Nothing to do with what came from the animal. Didn't you learn up shot before you knew Rashi, before you knew Mishnah Berurah? Come on, tell the truth. Didn't you learn up shot in the Gemara when? That the b'chutz means what's facing outside? So the Prima Gada learns shot. Chumtz again, the B'alach, what an incredible line over here. Vida. The end of this B'alach. So the Diriya Prima Gada, Yitzmach, the Falam, Chumr Gedoyla. Im Yemunach, a Ratzua, B'makam, Ha Hekef HaKesher B'tzad HaShokol L'mata Lo Yotza B'zeh Yedei HaMitzvah Navi B'rocho L'vatolo U'l'fi HaNira Shadavit HaBem HaChloka Shoni. Look back in Simlechav Zayin Elio Rabba Gilyon HaMordechai, etc. The Beit Yosef argues on it. U'shvirle the Beit Yosef holds, he claims Lo Ova Rako V'no Yeh in the Bar. Yeh, V'no Yeh in the Bar. L'chadim L'chadchila. Nami Asur, Ayin Shom. He says that all the issue of Noyeh on the Bar, which is a din, which is, how should I say, it's skin deep but a mile wide. It's not just serious din, but it applies all the time. It applies even afterwards, because it's more a din of a Noy kind of a din. But according to the Prima Gadim, he says, it's a different kind of a din. It's an ikuv. Absolutely ma'akev, and therefore it's ma'akev, of course, primarily at the time you put it on. It was a very brochel of a taller problem. But later on, maybe not, because he has a different interpretation. This is how the Be'alokha says, Shah, the fiha prima god. The fiha prima god. Interesting. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the prima god of Zeta. But he did say, it's only if you have no other Tzutuas Acheres, Ukamosha Bi'anu, Bibir Halach. Only if there's nothing else. Why only if there's nothing else? What's wrong with the Eitzah? What's wrong with the Eitzah? Can I tell you why? Probably means our Bibir Halach, we just read now. And the Prima Gadim is not Muskam. The Prima Gadim might be wrong. That's what he means. Fine. Now, how much must be black? How much must be black? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Pesuk, the Be'alacha before, Ritzua Shacharis in the previous Amud, how much? Mr. Paksa, in a Torah, Dai B'chol Echad, Ad Shikadei Shiro, Vashayu, the Mitzvah, the Noi B'alma, Odil Mekevet, Shimuchu Beres, Kula Kachada, Tricha Lios, Kula Shachar. Has to be completely black. He's not sure. He's not sure. There are those who disagree in the same Zichron Eliyahu page, Shin Dalad Mem. They don't even need the Shia to be cooler, completely black. Rubo could cooler. By the way, I saw in this paper that the Das Kadosh and Ahavamina, Rubo cooler applies to Anachas Malkum Trillin also. But he rejects it. Somebody quoted it. Mistakenly quoted as Havamina, this is Maskon. This is Giovanni Rubo could cooler. Kukul does not solve all the world's problems, as you learned by now. Not even the Ruba Kukula. I need a minion of six. Oh, Ruba Kukula. So you can't always say Ruba Kukula. All right. So now, so that's out, he says. But he thinks that beyond the shear may also need black. Even the part that goes into the Mahabharata, so he says, may require black. But then he turns around and says, the last two lines of the page, how do you make black? You paint it once black, twice black, three times black, mummish black, shiva black, shiva black, three times black. Yeah. Zot the Mishnah Brewer, the Bialocha. That's mitzvah bi'alma. Ava medina kol shechal of shame shocher. It has a chal of shame black. Some of you guys may have that chal of shame too. A chal of shame black. Zagile. It's enough. It's enough. And therefore, even if it's blue, it's kosher. It was derived neither your test or maris dominim. That blue is considered the category of black with respect to that. Interesting. Bir halach. Unbelievable. That's what he said. What about the batim? The batim also have to be black? So the Mordechai asked to see Yudim Advei says, yes, the batim have to be black. The Rosh, however, disagrees. The Rosh, if you take a look, and end of Simon Chet, it's interesting, it's a gear situation. End of Simon Chet and the Rosh. Says, no. There's no need for the batim to be black. Yesh olsen batim shall till me all love on. The lo nemar shchoro, stop saying, ela biritzuas. Umikomakom noi tfilin hu shiakol shoch. I have never in my life seen anybody with batim that are not black. Have you? The minute call you throw to make a black, someone says, even market, the Mordechai says, even market. But, mishum noi, everyone has the tfilin of black. Only different as we saw before. What if you finish a lo lishma? In the Ritzur, it's the Ramot Machu. In the Batim, it's Mekel, because the whole blackness in the Batim, according to Rav Rishonim, is not an absolute requirement. It's only a din of mitzvah. If you look at the Mishnah in the Mechaber, in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Mem, he quotes that way. Or Abatim mitzvah lasot shochor. The mitzvah, it's not Mahake, the mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Brewer, it's called Kuf Pedal. Master is the Yeva in the Likuva. We are supposed to be the thrill of the Allah Moshe Mitzina Kamar with us, the Mordechai. Uli Kuva, who are filled with the Yeva. Who will be a grow Master of the Mitzad of Kain La'alocha, and the Shuvah Yaakov, and the Eli Rabba, and Shogun Esak Dola. The Oli Yesh, the Hachman, the Lodom, the Makosh, the Lohefsher. So it's not just the Sama, Chumra B'Yalma. Big, big people think, the Mordechai, that's back, Yudam and Beis. Said it's Ma'akev, that the Batan have to be made from black as well. There's nothing else. Nothing else. Can't help it. Now, I want to talk a little bit. How do you make the batim black? Because if it's too easy, you take paint, we saw three times paint, and finished. Batim, however, is a different kind of a surface. How do you blacken the batim? Take a look in Kuf Peah. Everyone should look inside. Kuf Peah, very important. Bashachrit in the batim, how do you make this batim black? Says the Mishnah Brura. Tov yosa sheyir b'tzeva shocha she'ein bo mamish klal. No thickness to it. V'atfilin yushkorim rak v'chazusa v'yalma. Just color. V'mikol v'kama mashkirin b'min glant she'ef shal v'kalfa. Glant is a heavy kind of a shellac, whatever you want to call it. She'ef shal v'kalfa. Apal pishi yichol on the horse of in a cloud by the pirurin, daka in the hachim of the yevin. In other words, if it's a thicker kind of a substance, but it's not a kind you can just take off and pull it off in one shot, just peel, you can take it off in little pieces, ein la hachim of the yevin. Because ideally it should be thinner than that. But the yevin is kosher in this kind of a situation. Who said so? The Shari Tshuva. Where did he get it from? Take a look at the Shari Tshuva. It's just called Mechav Zayin. It says, look in the Bar Hesed. Now let's take a look. Mechav, next page. Shut Noda B'Yehuda Simen Aleph. She'esh Sofrim Nevu Vodmin Shari Tshuva. Metichin ticha ova al abatim. By the shmanim spruchus, hem skorim betachlis ahidur. Ein lochus mishim she'enaroa. What's she'enaroa? Bias achid she'enaroa pnei avir is no good. The mishmush gemar. No. No problem. The call and I also ain't a chotek. The call a shayach the shachos the has. Vim also ribuah de atiach o shalom kedin. A great idea. The bottom up on a goof. You didn't get it exactly square. No problem. Put more paint in the side. That's the show. Now you're saying that you get no good. It's a fake. It's a fraud. We're going to come to this big scandal from 10 years ago. More than 10 years ago. Tremendous tumult. I'm too young to remember. The tremendous tumult. The Devek. Unbelievable. We'll get to it. They tossed up all the children in the world. They stopped them out with a bunch of fakers, they said. We'll see what we'll talk about. Comic attraction. That's a real fight. It was really. You see some reverence of some of the tribunes of Yitzchak and a few others. But it was a very, very heated battle at the time. We'll come to it. We have to have the ribua made from the leather itself and not from the paint. Okay. You also require that the paint should be kosher. Yes, let us go lots of tokatia chazah at a pool shochuk pill. Pill means an elephant? Elephant? Okay. Pill, is elephant? It's chesky. What's the elephant stuff for dye? Anybody know? The dina min amutza b'sicha. Right? You have to have min amutza b'sicha. There's more dashes. You have to have kosher, only kosher ingredients. And you! And everything goes into the tefillin. All the rest of the elephants! Yeah? Fine. But the clear implication of the Noda Behuda is that if you have such a thick covering, you can peel the whole thing off at once, that it's no good. The Nishmas Adam says so in the Furish. And I look at the same as Zichron Elio explains on page Shin Mem Aleph. He says, that's not, I'll give you a mushroom. We wouldn't call that a bias that's painted black. Which is a bias that's covered black. I give you a mushroom. The mushroom is it's chocolate covered raisins. Or almonds. You don't say it's a covering. It's a plating. It's not just a painting. That's no good. And there's another svara. That ain't it all play avir. But the Noda wouldn't even make all that. Not to be for the Ritzuas. Ain't a raw play avir is only a stone in the bathroom. But if it's considered only covered. I think I see the black paper and I'm putting on my Ritzuas of blood. I'll put some paper on top of it. Hello, you know. That made it black. So if I happen to put a big, you know, mold of black junk and I put on top of the film, that's just covered. So if you can peel it off in one shot, it's just a covering, it's not a painting. Adkan the Chayodah. Fine. We already mentioned before about who should do the blackening. So we mentioned the Mechaber in Lamed Gimel, Siv Dalet, Tov she'ashirem Yisrael Lishmon, lo eina Yehudi. Something that's only in the Chatzchila. So miu b'diyeved and hishter or ha'batim, we've already said that. That's very most possible about Jesus doesn't have to be black at all. Aval b'di'ritzuas ha'filu b'diyeved possible. Not the mashmol to the Mechaber. There are more mach with the Mechaber seems to be make them. It's a suffix in the Sefer True, which the Beit Tzotzer quotes right over here. Okay. Says we already saw the Mishnah Brura, Sidkon Chavzal quotes the Mogan Avraham. If you repainted it, it's kosher. What's his raya? Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Lamed Alan Sifhei. That's the Mogan Avraham's raya. Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Lamed Alan Sifhei. What's Evan Ezer? What? Evan Ezer? Who knows what's Evan Ezer? Hilchus Gittin. Somebody wrote a get, and it was Shalol Lishma. Can you write over again? Everyone knows the famous figures in the Septuagint. Shabbat, Gabbat, Gabbat. Who doesn't know the famous figures of Chaim, Lomdus? Everyone knows Lomdus, Lomdus. But can you do it or can you do it? I'll tell you an interesting, fascinating story I once had with Rav Gorelick, the Chon of the Roch. It was at a wedding many, many years ago. And Rav Gorelick, I think it was the Masada Kedushin, and I was there. And there was a problem that the signature of the Eidim was no good. Why was it no good? I'm trying to rack my brain. Why could it have been no good? Maybe it was no good because they signed before the Vekanina, which often happens. They forget to put the Vekanina in, and then they sign. I think I asked to write a new Ksuba. So Gorelick comes out and says, maybe we should tell them to sign Ksav al Gabe Ksav. He's a man who's really a brisk. He wants to make a real brisk Ksuba. Ksav al Gabe Ksav is a collector's item. But I don't think collect Ksuba, though. He collects didn't want to do that. But this is the shayla over here. So the Raya of the Magen Avraham, look at Evan Ezer. So Rabbi Kiva Ege says, on that Magen Avraham, in Siman Lamed Gimel, Sifkotan Zayin, but the Mishnah Berurah quoted in Chav Dalet, Hayinu Deshom Yesh Beis Deos Begesh Nichlev Shalol Lashmo, Imahani Avaras Kumas Lashmo, V'hochat L'amachaber Kosh Shalol Lashmo, Yesh Lismok Ala Makshirim Shalnaz Lashmo Lashmo. Rabbi Kiva Ege is kind of a sex faker. The Sefer HaTshuva is Mesupit. The Mechaber is Mashmah, even in the Ritzuas, if it's done Shalol Lashmo, it's going to be kosher. So it's a shayla. It's one suffix. Then assuming it's possible for the moment that there are some Rishonim who say that Sav al Gabe Ksav is kosher. But the sneg of the kula. Maybe on the Shema in the first one for the Ikuva. And maybe the second painting on top of the first one, even though the first one is no good, the second one is good. The first is not Lashma, the second one is the Shema, would work. It's a kind of a sneg fake. That's what the Rabbi Kivegas has shot in this Magen Avraham. That's what it says. That's shot in Rabbi Kivegas shot in the Magen Avraham. Fine. Even Ramo would agree, and it's second case. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is afraid to rely on this. Take a look in the Bir Halacha, if you don't mind. Dibur HaMaskil Puzzle. A great Dibur HaMaskil. HaMaskil Puzzle. Gives you a clue. Puzzle. Okay? Now, throwing him a Maskil in the Magen Avraham. I thought he came near a league. They don't like the Magen Avraham. It's 2 days. They don't like what they expect. Adol became near a league. The Mitzrayal Hishter are two of the Paparishon, the Lochisha Ben, the Shmon, Rak the Soma. But there, should the Knuka Lismo, Kala Magen Avraham, she has Shiru Shane, it's the Favorite Shmon, Vidayo. So who came? Sex Faker. I would call it Sex Sex Faker. But even according to the Ramah, that it's Vada, you need Vada the Shmon, but it's a different kind of a Sex Faker. Number one, maybe Savak Abed Sav works. And number two, maybe it was the Shmo. I, it wasn't. But some of the Lishma. Maybe some of the Lishma. Is some of the Lishma? What do you say? Is some of the Lishma? You look at Tosfos and Beisim and Aleph, Dibur Maskil Vav, and Minsat Menachos. The first Torah told some of the Lishma. Now, in Yoredeya, Reishai and Dalid, and Chosei Matosh, you're supposed to get to the end of the summer, it says not that way. We don't say some of the Lishma. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, interestingly, in Afilu, he has a line, it says over there that Afilu B'dievet is possible. In the middle of nowhere, right smack in the middle of that long B'alach, he writes a line. He says like this, V'ulai demash ein is haram ha-sofim b'chol zeh, laks of l'shmo. How come the sof don't follow the Shulchan Aruch? Haidu mishim d'stama l'shmo koi, keva shekvaner v'ad l'shmo. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want to say Stamol Lishma. But this is a sof from apparently they're relying upon the concept of Stamol Lishma. Now, of course, the Chatzchila, you have to say beferish what? What must you say? The Chatzchila, Bavadet, Torach, Lazos, Kol, Asiyas, Abatim, Vashin, Vatirosim, Asiyas, Ratuas, Hashirosim, beferish Lishma. What does beferish Lishma mean? What does beferish Lishma mean? Who knows what it means? The shame what? Not mitzvah. Kedusha tefillin. Hashmisha kedusha. The shame kedusha. You have to say it beferish. How often must you say it? Not so pashut. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Simon Lamed Beis Sifkaten Chav Hey. you don't mind. Lamed Beis, Sivkot Mechafe, we talked about how frequently must you reintroduce the idea of a Beferish of Lishma. Please take a look. The Chavon Sifche says, you have to do the Ibud Shema, the Tov Lahosi Bisvasav Vitchilas HaIbud Shuma Abdel Hashem Tfilin. Says Mr. Baruch HaFei, the Yosef Ein Tzorach Lahosi Bisvasav Lalach Shemis Abdel Hashema Ela Vitchilas HaBavad Hafilo Nimshach HaIbud Kama Yomim Vichola Ose Al Das Rishono Ose. What an important halacha. You start, it takes days. Kol ha'osa al-das rishona hu-osa. Now, this is found not only in Hilchas Tefillin, but it's also found, as you could have guessed, earlier in Hilchas Tzitzis. Mr. Shem, next week we start Hilchas Tzitzis, but I wanted to show you one thing now in Simon Yud Aleph, Sifkot Nehei, where the Mechaber says, Yom HaBetchila, says the Mishnah Brura, So it lasts for days. But what about different pu'ulos, different actions? Not just the same thing time and time again. Different actions. What about that? What do you say about that? Different action. So the halachas mashma that even for different actions we say kol ha'oseh al das rishona hu oseh. Now in this beautiful sefer Zichron Eliyahu, he puts the machlokes about that. Not so simple. Here we go. Kol ha'osa das rishona hu osa. This is page Shin Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet. The halacha, I think, is quoted as saying that it works, and others disagree and say it doesn't work. He says, you can be docha that maybe machshavta rishona which doesn't work with shah kol ha'matim. But nonetheless, it works. I feel the to kamayomim, so presumably, not only kamayomim, but different pu'ulos as well. Not sure. How far do we go with this? He calls it Hilchas Pesach, but Matzis. It's all page Shin Yud Beis. This is once relevant. I once had a discussion about it on Hilchas, of all things, Hilchas Shabbos. It was relevant. What happens if a person is being mechallel Shabbos for a non-Jew, for a goy? Post can say that the kavana is doing with the same life of Jews. A long story where I went to it now. How often does the kavana be had? I thought you have the kavana. You go. Someone has to go to the hospital, to a doctor. And Shabbos morning, so he gets up in the morning and says, "I'm doing everything with shame. I told us in the fashions of Yisrael." I thought it'd be enough. I said, no, maybe not. He needs every pula, and needs his own machshava in that respect, which is impossible. The guy's in the middle of healing someone. I'm not really trying to save him. It's an impossibility. But that's maybe dependent upon the shaila as well. There's one akuda in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Lamed Beis, Sifkotin Sadi, hey. B'tchilas k'siva yoma b'fiv, and it calls to the shame kedusha tefillin. Says Mishnah Berurah b'fiv, Sadi, hey. Lo sagi b'machshav af b'diyeved, I am the chidushi Rabbi Akiva Egan. This is a similar amid base, sif your test. So now there's going to be a problem, no? You read it so earlier that it's not necessarily true. Take a look. Shabbi Kiveg, it says in Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Yutet, Mashma Shuli Kuba, Uchadzidir Miloshan Ha'ago. In Sif Yutet, some say that the Azkara is still in a special thing, it's not going to be the Yevit. Apparently, if you don't say Beferish, that you're doing it right with Hashem, which is Tzvillim, it's not going to be the Yevit. Ule'el Sifches Kosa V'tov La'otzi B'Tzvotov. What Sifches we saw earlier? It's a good idea to be Motzi B'Tzvotov. You get the impression that it's not Ma'akev B'Tzvotov. Tov La'otzi B'Tzvotov. So what is it? If you have a Machshav L'Shmo and you don't say it, is it Ma'akev B'Tzvotov or is it not Ma'akev B'Tzvotov? Rabbi Kiva bases it both on the Lashon Mechav and Ramah. Diragluya. So I thought the answer is as follows. So whenever there's a machloikis, along the lines of what we said before, whenever there's a machloikis ladina, whether you really need the shema, then we make kind of a tzvek tzvek. Some say machshava alone is enough, you don't need the dibur, and some say you don't need the shema at all. So back in sifches, what are we talking about in sifches? What's sifches? You need the ibur aklaf lishma, right? You look at the I looked at the Beis Yosef, sure enough, Rashi in Sanhedrin of Memches, the sugev has mona milsa, has mona lav milsa, the famous sugev many of us learned. Hold, if we pass now, it's more than milsa, you don't require even the Shema against him in the time. It's a machloik, it's Rashi in the time. So perhaps there that we rely on the machshav of the Shema. And it's here too when it comes to the dinner of being machshav of the Ritzuas, it's a machloik, it's what is the Shema now. When it comes to writing the film, which certainly requires the Shema, there we hold that deep with Ma'akev even B'diyevet. That's the best I can do to answer the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Vega. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with the Shema tomorrow.